The political climate in America has changed. We've been given a reprieve, and we have to work together to take advantage of that momentum and effect even more cultural and spiritual change. We can rebuild America. The American Family Association is working to do just that, and when you join with your support, it helps maximize the impact. As our thanks, we'll give you a DVD of biblical financial advice from Rob West called Biblical Stewardship. Please visit afa.net and get started today.
This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
The first six notes of We've Only Just Begun.
You said you weren't going to do that.
I couldn't help it.
Well, don't give me any
Sean
of this.
Connery.
Nobody's going to get this, but go ahead. Keep asking it.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening. This is May the 23rd. Whatever it is, 2025, I think.
Yeah. Whatever it is.
Whatever it is, whatever year it is.
2025. Said three old guys sitting out on a park bench.
Oh, my word. Welcome to the program, everybody. It's also called Learning University. Learning University is on the air. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and proud of Owensboro, Kentucky, J.J. Jasper. How you doing, J.J.?
I'm doing well. I do not recommend eating an entire clock. It's very time-consuming.
Is it really? Well,
that's all I got, boys. Yeah, sorry, I just heard that in the hallway.
What's joke B?
Joke B, this is for the younger listeners. What do Winnie the Pooh and John the Baptist have in common? What do Winnie the Pooh and John the Baptist have in common? They both like honey, and they both have the same middle name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John.
I thought you were going to say something about Winnie the Pooh not wearing britches.
Oh, no. That's a...
Let's go for joke C. You got a joke C?
All right,
you
know here we go. You're eligible to call in if you haven't been on the air with us in 8 weeks.
This is not first-time callers this
right,
week.
Anybody can call. First-time callers can call, or anybody can call. As long as you haven't been on the air with us in 8 weeks, we have an 8-week waiting period between calls because we have so many listeners and we want to get new people in.
We got millions of listeners.
Give them an opportunity to be on the air with us. Here's the phone number to call in and be on the air. Again, as long as you haven't been on with us in 8 weeks, 888, and anybody can call. First time callers, anybody, 888-589-8840. Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840.
You need to be 11 years old or older.
Yeah, 11 years old or older to be eligible. And JJ, what's the other thing we got going on here?
We've got a mystery question, one of these original 9 questions. Going to be a mystery question. You don't know which one it is, hence the mystery. But if you land on it and you answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound. Ah, the beloved cowbell
shall ring.
You're going to win yourself a really nice
AFR
ball cap.
Yeah, wow. AFR ball cap. We got it. I'm holding it up right now for those watching on Facebook or YouTube for today's issues here on AFR. And you can see it. And we will put that in the mail to you if you win it. And you'll have it, I don't know, 6 months or so if you're lucky.
It goes through Memphis, Tennessee. Mail does, which is the Bermuda Triangle
of the USPS.
Of the
mail. That's what we call it.
That's right.
Anyway, I know there are a lot of wonderful U.S. mail workers. Many of them listened.
That's right.
We have a lot of wonderful carriers. U.S. female workers, too, yeah. Tim. I don't think you should.
Well, duly noted, Ed. Yeah. Glad you made that. But we just joke because sometimes the mail... from here, where we live, it goes to Memphis.
And it hits a snag. Let's just say it that way.
It's never to be heard from or seen again. We don't know where it goes. But anyway.
It goes to the same place as your email. When you delete an email, where does it go?
Where does it go?
Yeah.
I did get some. We got a Christmas card we sent somebody, and it came back in March.
March.
It was a New Year's card. Excuse me. It was like after the New Year, we sent a card to just a few folks. And
so it took 3 months to get back to you?
Two and a half.
Yeah.
Three, yeah.
Wow.
It came back to our mailbox, return to sender type thing.
My daughter, they got a wedding invitation that they sent out, and it was returned. but no thing on there like they've moved or, you know, or anything. It just like it showed up in their mailbox and they got married 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, a couple of months ago. But now that happens routinely. You say you're just joking. I'm not. I got a little sore spot with how frequently the mail goes through Memphis and gets clogged up.
Anyway, we are not disparaging the United States Postal Service altogether. Just have a little problem.
Memphis.
just the Memphis part. All right.
And the fact that we say something about it fairly frequently
clearly
has nothing to do with what happens to our mail when it winds up there.
All I want to know is where does it go? That's all I want. Is it in the bottom of a bin that every 3 months gets checked? I don't know.
The last time that it got hung up for me, which was only a few weeks ago, I sent one of those, like, paid the big dollars to get it the next day.
Yeah.
And 3 days later, they couldn't track it. And the lady says, well, here's what we'll do. If you don't hear from us in a week or so, we'll put you on with a representative, and that will be helpful. I said, how's that going to be helpful? You know, this was, like, guaranteed next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're beating this dead horse, but I talked to the local postal office guy, Billy, great guy. He said, look, we went on like a field trip to Memphis, and we said, well, what's in this bin? What's here? And they wouldn't let them over there. They stiff-armed them and would not let them. You're not allowed to go in that room. You can't look at it. And there was post office people and some inspectors and trainers going to Memphis, and they were like, nothing to see here. And so he said, it's not just you. You know, all the rest of us know that it's a little sketchy.
Yeah.
There in
all
Memphis.
Right. All right. Let's get
We've done enough damage.
Yeah, I know. And listen, that's just, we all got problems in life. And
yeah.
Every once in a while, your mail gets hung up.
First world problems.
That's a sermon right there.
Yes.
All right, Ed, what's your questions?
Okay.
What are your questions?
My first question is, where does mail go to die?
Where Elvis was.
All right.
Where Elvis lived.
My first question is a multiple choice. The Fujita scale measures what? Is it A, strength of hurricanes? Mm-hmm. B, spiciness of peppers? C, the height of mountains? Or D, none of the above?
As an Italian, when you say Fujita, shouldn't you be putting your fingertips on your lips and
the Fujita scale.
That's what I'm talking
about. Hey, it measures what? All right, is it the strength of hurricanes, the spiciness of peppers, the height of mountains, or none of the above? Second question. With the ability to travel up to 35 miles per hour, what is the fastest flying insect in the world? With the ability, you just sounded so impressed with this, Tim.
Yeah, 35 miles an hour.
With the ability to travel up to 35 miles per hour, what is the fastest flying insect in the world?
Wow.
And then third question, a true false, cheese is known to be the most stolen food in the world. True or false?
Disappointing.
Cheese is known to be the most stolen, most frequently stolen food in the world, true or false?
I never saw that true or false coming, but I'm back to that guy holding that fly swatter, and he's a little bit crowding the batter's box, and the announcer is saying, and here comes the pitch. It's a heater, 35 miles an hour, swings with the fly swatter, and strike
and
one.
And misses.
Here's what I've got. First question from the Old Testament. Who did Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar try to comfort / encourage?
All of them did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Eliphaz,
yeah.
Bildad, and Zophar, they were friends of this person, and they tried to comfort/counsel him.
They were all failures, what you're saying.
who did they try to comfort?
But I mean, did they accomplish their...
You can't give that away.
I can't say too much about it. Old Testament person, Eliphaz, Bildad, Zophar, came to try to comfort whom? All right, second question. What was Memorial Day originally called? What was Memorial Day originally called? Third question, I've got several Memorial Day questions here, guys. What flower is associated with Memorial Day?
What flower?
What flower is associated with Memorial Day? You're going to the florist?
You got a flower?
Thank you. Thanks, Tim.
That was like that guy that went to get a single rose for his wife for, I mean, it was like their 50th wedding anniversary. Mm. Just wanted one rose. Well, don't you want a bouquet? The name of the thing was Say It Was Flowers. That was the name of the store. Don't you want a dozen roses? Don't you want this, that? Nope, just a single red rose. Well, you do know the name of our store is Say It With Roses. The man said, yep, and I'm a man of few words.
Yeah. If you're going to, on your, how many anniversaries?
50.
You're going to buy your wife, you're going to get your wife one rose?
Right.
Don't even do it. Don't even do anything.
You better, you might as well just pretend to have forgotten it altogether.
It's like leaving a tip of 50 cents.
Yes.
Just don't even leave a tip at all. That way they maybe think you forgot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
All right, here are my three questions. Number one, what is the only body part which is fully grown at birth?
That's a good question.
That's why I'm here.
That is good.
Why? How does that little bitty body have room for the whatever it is?
Well, what is the only body part which is fully grown at birth?
That's a good. I'm looking forward to finding out the answer to this.
Number two, for 4 years in a row from the years 2021 to 2024, this sport was named the fastest growing sport in the U.S. What is it?
I know it.
And number three. Where is the largest Navy station in the United States in terms of the number of ships? What is the largest Navy station in the U.S. in terms of the number of ships? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's go.
I hear you, bro.
Let's go, bro.
All right, we're going to go. We're going to go to Texas. And Robert is left over from last week. He's leftovers. Robert is joining us now from Texas. Robert, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. Where do you live in Texas?
I am in Ellis, Texas, in Jim Wells County.
Okay. All right, so looking at a map, give us some idea what part of Texas is that?
That would be South Central Texas, just east of Corpus, about an hour and 40 minutes south of San Antonio.
Now,
right
you
next
say-
to the Dollar General.
Yes, sir. We know right where you are now. Hey, what'd you say the name of your county is?
Jim Wells.
You know,
Jim Wells.
You know you're a prominent businessman or rancher when you got your first and last name on the county.
The county.
All right, ask, answer, or both. Robert, what do you want to do here?
I'll do both.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
The one about the body part that we're born with this body part fully grown, I believe, or something like that.
Yeah, what's the answer?
The answer would be, I believe it's the eyeballs.
Yes, that's
what?
Right.
That's true. Right. Wow.
Robert. That's right. How'd you know that, Robert?
A cousin of mine told me that years ago, and at the time I did not believe them. But I started thinking about it. I was gonna go with the fastest flying insect, but I remembered something my cousin told me years ago, so I was gonna prove it today to see if it was true. Turns out it is.
Wow. You know that, you, how many times have we looked at a little adorable little baby or boy and said, that's a wide-eyed little baby, because if that's the same size eyes they're going to have when they're 6 foot two,
it is.
You know, that's
it is.
Amazing.
You only see more because the face, the head grows. What did you say, Robert?
Right. And that's why I didn't believe him, because I was thinking, well, it's such a tiny little infant.
Yes. This says, my answer says, when you look at a baby's face to see mostly, so you see mostly iris and a little white. As a baby grows, you get to see more and more of the eyeball, which is already, as we say here, as large as it will be at birth.
Wow. So that's why as soon as they learn to talk and you comment on it, they say, the better to see you with, my dear. That's the reason why babies, toddlers are always saying that.
That's exactly.
Way to go, Robert. Way to go, my friend. Go ahead. Fire away.
Well, I believe this question was asked before, but I don't remember agreeing with the answer. What travels uphill faster than it does downhill? And I believe there's at least two.
Oh, I know what it is. He's thinking about fire. Fire travels uphill faster than downhill, so they say.
Is that right?
Yeah, like a wildfire.
I know your life travels faster downhill. But I didn't know if we were getting philosophical on this.
On the
name.
Far side of the hill.
Yeah. Far yeah. side yeah. of the
it's a tough uphill journey, and then down you
then
go,
from
buddy.
40 over that hill, there's reasons you get right. black balloons and prunes. Hey, am I right about that? Are you thinking about fire?
That's one of them. There's one more.
Travels uphill.
Oh, we can never be right enough, can we? Robert, we got to go for one more, and then we'll answer that one. You'll say, yeah, but.
A trifecta. Hey,
what
goes uphill faster?
Would it be, we're just talking amongst ourselves, Robert. Would it be wind?
Going uphill faster than downhill?
I mean, I don't know why, but maybe that's why fire goes faster.
I don't
faster.
Think wind knows that if it's going uphill or downhill.
I think we're
faster.
We got the makings of a good R&B group right there. Earth, wind, and
one,
what
let's
else?
See, there's
fire.
One more. Hey, Robert, what's the answer?
The answer is bears, because their hind legs are longer and stronger than their front legs. The legs in the front are shorter. They can actually run uphill faster than they can downhill. I'm not even sure that they can run downhill, because they'll tumble.
Yeah, but they get to rolling. They
bears.
Get to rolling.
You know, we're looking out for you with all kinds of practical and biblical stuff. They say just stand there. Don't try to climb a tree, because they can run.
If you're
chased
by a
bear, I say turn and run downhill. Go downhill.
Hey,
because Robert's giving us something. Those little short front legs, they are going to start stuttering and possibly flip over.
You're in trouble if you're in a flat state, though. You don't
That's
have
right.
any options there.
If you're in Kansas and you're getting chased by a bear, there's several things going on wrong.
Well, what happens when you get down to the bottom of the hill? You've outrun it. You've outrun it to the bottom of the hill. And
it's frustrated because it's flipped over about three times.
Yeah.
It's going to take it out on you.
Yeah.
All right, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Great questions. Thank you for that, brother.
So that is a good – so bears and fire go uphill faster than they go downhill.
And that's a bear on fire is – It's
Whoa.
Like a jet engine.
A bear on fire.
And just remember, folks, we're trying to, as we say, we're trying to impart some learning here on Learning University. Remember that adage you've learned since elementary school. You had those drills. If you're ever chased by a bear, stop, drop, and roll. Everybody knows that.
Stop, drop, and roll. Who's next, Ed? And
remember those drills we had.
And get right with God.
I broke my shoulder. They're doing that, and I thought I never would have broke my shoulder had I not been doing this stupid drill here.
All right, we're going back to Texas.
That was a bad attitude I had that day.
Well, it's, you break your shoulder, it will ruin your day.
We're like three old guys sitting out on the bench in front of the courthouse. But you remember, even though they said, we're about to have a fire drill, for the second time, we are about to have a fire drill. This is just a drill, and you're in elementary school, then you're bent. Man, your heart went up in your throat, and you felt like you were getting a little bit warm. Is it just me, or do I feel some heat radiating from somewhere? That gave you some, a little bit of a scare.
We did that drill, and then we did the shake rattle drill, and that.
Because you grew up in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Yeah, I grew up in Tupelo, and man.
Shake, rattle, and roll.
They had a funny little music ditty for that one. Came
right foot in, right foot out. I remember that. They did it while you were roller skating. Yeah.
And then everyone sat down in a chair, but somebody came up without a chair.
Yeah, then somebody got a cake. It's really crazy how that
went. There's a sermon.
Yeah.
All right, we're back in Texas, and John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Uh-huh. Hey, thanks, guys. This is John that used to be from Cut and Shoot. How are you?
Hey, doing good, John.
Now, why'd you move? You told us, I think, last time. Why'd you move from Cut and Shoot?
Yeah, I moved up to Tyler, and COVID left me in a semi-invalid state. But, I'm up here with my beautiful wife and listening to trivia, and life's wonderful.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you, John. We'll pray for you, my friend. Continue to get better.
John's been chased by a bear. He lived in Alaska and been out there on the prairie riding a horse, playing his harmonica. Hey, John, ask, answer, or both?
I want to do both, please, guys.
Which one you want to answer?
the original name of Memorial Day.
Here's the question. What was Memorial Day originally called?
Decoration Day.
I'm going to take you guys way back to a time capsule. The grandparents, great-grandparents, remembering little boy, little girl, you're sitting in a country church with the windows open. You're fanning yourself with funeral home advertisement on the fans.
Yeah.
And the little country church is the cemetery. It was right next door. It was called Decoration Day. Have the message, go next door and clean up a little bit around the cemetery, put fresh flowers. Decoration Day, then it changed to Memorial Day. They say New York, others say Meridian, Mississippi, but it was right after Civil War to honor the Civil War dead. Then it became, you know, all the, you know, we honor and remember all the airmen, soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. But originally Decoration Day.
All right. Well, well done, John. What's your question for us?
Okay, I've got one here. Tim probably will handle this one, but you guys will be entertained. Cesar Geronimo had two notable strikeouts as a hitter in his career with the Cincinnati Reds. They were both the 3,000th strikeout for two Major League Baseball Hall of Fame pitchers. Who were the pitchers?
Now, Cesar Geronimo played, I think, center field.
He's outfield,
but
yeah.
The big red machine. I think Ken mm-hmm. Griffey played right field. I think. But you're asking, the question related to that is
the
what?
The pitchers.
The pitchers who
okay.
did.
Okay. He had two notable strikeouts. They were both the 3,000th strikeout.
Oh, I see.
For two Major League Baseball Hall of Fame pitchers. Who are the pitchers?
Can you tell me the teams they were on? This would have been the 70s.
Well, yeah, one was the Cardinals, one was the Astros.
Oh, you can Bob Gibson, probably. Is that right?
Yep. And then, that's a giveaway.
All right, hang on a second.
I know the other one.
John, is it Nolan Ryan?
Yeah. By Nolan Ryan?
Yes.
Yeah, it was, nicely
it
done,
was Bob
guys.
Gibson. Bob so, Gibson in 1974 and Nolan Ryan in 1980.
Wow. So,
that's a long career.
So nicely Geronimo done. Was, you know, this is after he left the battle with Custer. And he went to St. Louis and struck out. You know what I'm saying? It's so it was a.
Well, changing your career will do that sometimes.
Right, 3,000.
Yeah.
So what he's saying is Bob Gibson and Nolan Ryan both struck out 3,000-plus people in their career as pitchers.
And Cesar Geronimo
was the one who – what are the chances of that happening?
Yeah, right? That's incredible. Yeah.
All right, thank you, Brother
thank
John.
You, John.
What a wonderful –
that is a great,
great
trivia
question. That's a deep dive into baseball history. We're going to take a break right here. And instead of taking another call right now, we'll take a break right here, and we'll be back. We got Herman in North Carolina, Tony in Kentucky, Mike in Oklahoma, and Kevin in Texas.
Guys, next weekend I'm going to be in Newton, Kansas. Next Saturday evening, Newton Weekday Bible School 100th year celebration. No tickets. It's free. Then on Sunday morning, I'll be speaking at Emmanuel Baptist Church Sunday morning, Newton Bible Church on Sunday night. That's next weekend.
And you're going to show three houses out in Wichita, aren't you?
Showing three houses, yeah. And then I've got to stop by my campaign headquarters for when I run for governor one day.
J.J. Jasper Real Estate Company. Right there in the Wichita area. We'll be back momentarily. Stay with us.
When a woman experiences an unplanned pregnancy, she often feels alone and afraid. So many times her first response is to seek out an abortion. But because of the generosity of listeners like you, that search may lead her to a Preborn Network clinic. Preborn offers God's love and compassion to hurting women and then provides a free ultrasound to introduce them to the life growing inside them. This combination brings the ultimate miracle of life to life and doubles a baby's chance at life which is why Preborn saw over 67,000 babies rescued last year alone. Meet Maddie. Maddie was in a tough situation as she wasn't sure who the father was. But after receiving counseling, prayer, and a free ultrasound at a Preborn Network clinic, everything changed. Maddie discovered she had twins and found the strength she needed to choose life. Your tax-deductible donation of $28 sponsors one ultrasound. How many babies can you save? Please donate your best gift today. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or go to preborn.com AFR. That's preborn.com AFR.
One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. Psalm 27:4.
American Family Radio.
Love that I Love Lucy theme.
Yeah.
Here, Desi Arnaz Jr., just saying.
Lucy! Mission Impossible movie's coming out again. Yet another one.
It's out now.
Yeah. Tom Cruise.
It's supposed to be the last one.
Yeah, you know how about that one. It's supposed to be the last one. 5 years from now, somebody will run out of money.
Yes.
And we got to do another one.
I doubt it'll be Tom Cruise who runs out of money.
Probably not. All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, thanks for listening to AFR again. Trivia Friday it is here. We're here every Friday with Learning University, where we give you plenty of edumacation. So we're doing that right now. We're dispensing it, people.
Oh, we're dispensing it.
Are we dispensing like a machine?
Yes, that's right.
A dispensing machine. All right, Ed, you want to go ahead and give your questions, and JJ, then I will, and then back to the phone.
Tim, I'd be delighted. Thank you.
Thank you. Good attitude, Ed.
Right,
I like
here,
that.
Here.
I'll take you far in life. Well, your life's about done, but but
well,
anyway,
let's hope not.
But when you were 25, that would have helped your life.
I see your point.
Hey.
And don't necessarily disagree.
Look, I got to jump in here, guys. 10, 15 years ago, we had a devotion at AFA. We have morning devotions Wednesday. We have a 30-minute devotion. This person came with a slideshow, and it was how the Lord's given you 72 years, and he had, like, the colored-in part. And he's like, how old are you? How old are you? To people in the audience. And people that were, like, in their 60s, that was all the way across there. You just had a little bit left in that thermometer. And, you know, it was trying to be an inspirational talk. It had everybody not wanting to buy green bananas.
All right, go ahead.
All right. First question. The Fujita scale.
Not the fajita scale.
The Fujita scale measures what? It's multiple choice. A, the strength of hurricanes. B, the spiciness of peppers. C, the height of mountains. Or D, none of the above. Question number two. With the ability to travel up to 35 miles per hour.
Uphill or downhill?
Well, it depends if it's windy. What is the fastest flying insect in the world? And then third question.
Don't open your mouth at the wrong time on that one.
What happened to Ed's face? Well,
I told you kids not to hang your head out the window with your mouth
kept
open.
That insect was going 35 miles an hour. I couldn't get it out of the back of my throat.
Oh, my goodness. All right, third question, true or false, cheese is known to be the most frequently stolen food in the world.
Disappointing.
Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. First question from the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
Who did Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar try to comfort/counsel? These three friends tried to offer some questionable comfort, and they offered counsel.
Did they go together or go separately?
They showed up together.
Did they?
We three kings of Orient are kind of on the camels.
Are you tipping people off right there?
No. Okay. But they didn't bring any myrrh or stolen cheese or gold or anything like that. No, these three, Eliphaz, Bildad, Zophar, tried to comfort and counsel whom? Mm-hmm. Second question, what flower is associated with Memorial Day? It's this flower, a certain color, and it's associated with Memorial Day. Third question, I'll add a new one. How many dice are used to play Yahtzee? You guys old enough to remember the game?
I do.
Yahtzee, oh, yeah.
A little can and shake those dice.
I love Yahtzee, man.
My mom and my Aunt Margie, it was back in the day. We were on Ridgewood Street. It was before we even had air conditioning, so the windows were open. You hear them rattling those dice on in that little can, pouring them out on the table, and they just had so much fun on Friday and Saturday nights doing that. A couple of their girlfriends would all get together there. That's a good memory, hearing my aunt and my mom and some of the neighbors just laughing and enjoying that, and then yell out, Yahtzee.
Yeah.
Yahtzee, yeah. All right, so here's my – I got two questions right now. Number one, for 4 years in a row, really for the last 4 years, I'll just say that, for the last 4 years, this sport was named the fastest-growing sport in the U.S. What is it? And number two, where is the largest station, Navy station, in the United States in terms of the number of ships? The largest Navy station in the whole country in terms of the number of ships. Those are my two questions.
All right, let's go to North Carolina, and Herman is on the line. Herman, welcome to Trivia Friday.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Herman, what part of North Carolina? Mm-hmm.
Loringburg, North Carolina, and there is only one Loringburg in the nation. So if you want to get here, just ask Google how to get to Loringburg.
Well, now you've got it. That's unique, and good on you for having a history there. But now we're looking at the state. Where are you near some place that we know?
Fayetteville. We're about 45 miles south of Fayetteville.
Yeah, good area.
We're right on the line. Do what?
Yeah, that's good area. Ask, answer, or do both, please.
Well, we're going to do both of them today.
All right. Which one you want to answer?
Well, I've kind of debated, but I'm going to go with the dragonfly on the 35-mile-per-hour insect.
Okay. So with the ability to travel up to 35 miles per hour, what is the fastest flying insect in the world? And I know you just said it, but go ahead and repeat that.
The dragonfly.
Oh,
wow. Hey, there you go.
Herman, you know what that cowbell means?
Yes, I do, and I have a request, and it's the same request. My wife was on about apartment a month ago, and when we went to get her address, we said, well, neither one of us wear hats. Would you please give it to the next caller?
Well, how so nice.
Whoever your next caller is, whether they answer the question correctly or not, let them have that hat.
Well, that's a real nice way to pay it forward. Good for you. Mm-hmm. And that way, even if they don't answer it correctly, they'll just say, hey, I woke up and didn't expect to win anything. I'm going to win a nice ball cap. Thanks to Herman in North Carolina. Hey, Herman, now dragonfly, it seems a little bit unfair with them looking like a biplane, having a little extra set of wings there. But they can go 35 miles an hour, Ed?
Yeah, 35 miles per hour.
That explains a lot.
You ever measured it, Ed?
Not personally, no.
Okay, but you just trust in science.
Right? I trust in science.
Like Dr. Fauci.
Just
you got a teeny tiny radar.
We've already been over this.
You got a teeny tiny radar gun.
That's right.
And here it comes out across the garden with all those flowers
gotcha.
You have planted. Got it. 35.
Pull over there, big eyes.
Hey, Herman, what's your question for us?
Well, before that, since you said trust in science, that information was actually leaked to me from the Biden administration.
Oh, man.
Hey, that's good. What's your question for us?
What is the fastest insect?
Dragonfly is not an insect?
Well, okay. What now?
Land. Running.
Oh, okay. Running. The fastest land insect.
Land.
Ant's pretty fast. A far ant.
They sure are. I think.
The fastest insect.
So you got the road runner of insects out there somewhere.
Yeah. Man.
What would it be? We're stumped. What's the answer, Herman?
The Australian tiger beetle. 5.6 miles an hour.
How fast?
I knew that.
5.6 miles per hour.
5.6 miles per hour.
For a what? Australian what?
Tiger beetle.
Australian tiger beetle.
Can go 5 miles an hour. An insect.
5.6. That's closing 5. In on 6 miles per hour.
Here's the deal. My cousin, twice removed, used to raise them Australian tiger beetles. He wanted to take them to the flea market. Set up a little booth there, but he couldn't keep them from going over the fence. And that's faster than a grown man can walk. It's hard to round them all up. It'd be better off trying to herd cats and raising those Australian
tiger beetles.
Tiger beetles, that's right.
All right. There is such an animal.
Yeah, he wouldn't lie to us.
You looked it up.
Yeah.
You looking it up, Tim?
Yeah.
Herman, thanks. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Guys, we haven't mentioned much. A lot of people traveling, grilling, hot dogs, hamburgers. They're at the golf course, the river, the lake, camping. So have fun. Be safe. But on Monday, think about those men and women in uniform that have fallen. We're standing on their shoulders in terms of all the freedoms that we so often take for granted.
And Italians, we grill lasagna. It gets a little messy on the grill, but it's
worth it.
It's worth
no
it.
No wonder we never had an Italian president. that's as far as your advancement got. Grilling pasta.
Yeah, now you don't want to grill spaghetti because that really makes a mess. But
oh, my word. You guys are too funny. Oh,
all right. Well, now Herman said that whoever the next caller was going to get the hat. And, folks, just so you all know, the computer
is computer generated.
Depending on who the next person is in terms of being have waited the longest amount of time. So we go to Oklahoma, and Mike is on the line. And so, Mike, whether you answer a question correctly or not, you get the AFR travel hat. How's that? That's courtesy of Herman, a previous caller.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Herman.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike, you got Herman to thank and then chat BGT or BTG or whatever it is. You got the computer and Herman to thank.
I just wanted the other callers to understand that I don't select them. So Mike is legitimately the next caller in line. So you get the hat, Mike. Yeah. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Well, where do you live in Oklahoma?
Bartlesville.
Yeah, Mike's a frequent caller. We've heard from Mike. Nice area there. Mike, ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
Let's do the largest Navy station.
Okay, Mike, yes, the question before us is, Mike's going to answer this. Where is the largest naval station in the U.S. in terms of the number of ships? What is the answer?
Norfolk, Virginia.
That's right. That's right. How did you know that?
Well, I've known that a long time. I was stationed there for a while way back.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Thank you for your service.
Yeah. Amen.
Absolutely. Do you, I was reading about it. This is the, we're talking about in Virginia.
Yeah.
What's the area? It's the
Chesapeake Bay.
Well,
right there.
I've been to Williamsburg, Jamestown in that area, but, Norfolk and the R is kind of, I think, silent. Norfolk, don't they call it? How do you call
Norfolk.
It?
Norfolk, yeah.
Norfolk, yeah. They shouldn't even put the R in there. You know what I'm saying? So Norfolk, but they have 150,000 people that work in the area.
Wow.
Based on the...
All connected to the Navy?
It says, yes, 150,000 personnel takes up to... they can handle 75 ships.
Wow.
Hey, what ship were you on, Mike? A friend of mine was on the Nimitz.
I was actually on the USS Norfolk.
Oh,
DL1.
Wow. Okay.
You know, Marvin Sanders, Mike, how long have you been listening to AFR?
Oh, since Marvin Sanders and I think Ray Pritchard started the
Exploring the Word.
How about that?
Okay, so anyway, Marvin passed, I think, 12, 13 years ago. he and I co-hosted this show for a long 20 years or so like this, Today's Issues. And so he was a U.S. Navy veteran, served in Vietnam. But Marvin was stationed in Norfolk, Virginia, at the where Mike was. But he would tell me stories about when there was a couple of times when hurricanes were approaching the area from, you know, the East Coast there, the Mid-Atlantic, and they would take, he would get on ships, they would take the ships out.
Oh, out to sea.
You know this already? You've heard this? Mm-hmm. Did you take the ships? Did you ever do that?
No, okay. Never had a hurricane while we were in port there.
Okay, well, anyway, the idea was that the ships were safer out at sea than they were sitting at dock.
Getting banged around.
Yes.
And right there where they are, you just go up the coast a little bit, and there's an area that's actually called the ship graveyard because those storms are so famous for coming in right there.
The nor'easters and all that?
Hatteras, or I forget.
Okay, Hatteras, that's out in North Carolina.
Yeah,
off North Carolina. Outer Banks.
Right.
Yeah, the Outer Banks. All right, Mike, you got the answer right. We're talking about the Naval Station Norfolk is what it's called.
And that's how you pronounce it, Norfolk?
I don't,
Norfolk. They kind of just leave off. They only use a few of the letters.
Norfolk.
Okay. It's Naval Norfolk. Station Norfolk. I would Norfolk, but I don't think they pronounce it like that from there. How do you pronounce it, Mike? Pronounce it.
I'd say just Norfolk, but Norfolk.
Okay. They blurred a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, go ahead, Mike, with your question.
Okay. Incidentally, on the fastest flying insects, Google says it's the horsefly.
Really?
Horsefly up to 90 mile an hour.
Well, I'm going with the Smithsonian Institute. That's all I can say. But now, to Tim's point, I don't know how you measure that.
I don't know how you not to question him, Mike, but 90 miles an hour horsefly. That would be remarkable.
Yeah.
What happened is a horsefly going 90 meets up with a dragonfly going 35, and like
that's when the horsefly is chasing a female.
Oh, okay.
A horsefly in rut.
That's what I call harassment right there. I mean, I'm talking about if they collided. What would that look like?
You just have to look at your windshield to be able to decide what it's going to look like.
Hey, Mike.
That's true.
What was your question for us? I already forgot it. It was about that's right.
We got distracted.
Okay. Mike.
Question is, here it is.
Yeah.
Where do Major League Baseballs come from? In other words, where are they made?
Yeah.
Let's see. Used to ask my mama that I was 5 years old. Hey, Mom.
I was trying to figure out.
Where do baseballs come from?
I was trying to figure out how to put that into words.
When you're 12, son.
Go ask your dad. Hey, Rawlings. Is it Rawlings? Is that all the Major League Baseballs guys?
I don't think he's talking about a company, but maybe so.
No, but I'm saying I wonder where they're made. I wonder where the factory. Like you have a lot of the baseball bats for many years came from Louisville, Kentucky. I mean, almost all of them did.
Louisville Slugger, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know about the baseballs. You guys
are you talking about like where they're made?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. Are they foreign made? Can you just tell us that?
I hope not.
Yes, they're not made in the U.S.
I'm
going to say Taiwan or some.
Well, that'd be better. Let's go with Taiwan.
I'm going to say
Japan.
My second choice would be the Congo.
if you're going to say Congo, I'm going to say
it's just back there in my mind.
I'm going to say they were.
I heard that somewhere back when I was a kid that baseballs come from the Congo.
I'm going to say they were baked in a hollow tree if you're going to say Congo.
Those are Keeblers.
Mike, I think he's going to have to throw us a life preserver here.
Throw us a curve, Mike.
The baseballs are made in Costa Rica by the Rawlings Company.
Oh,
okay.
So it's but they used to be made here, and then they moved to Costa Rica.
They've been made in Costa Rica since the 1980s.
Yeah, you wait till Trump gets through with them.
I was going to say we should slap them with a tariff.
With them being made there instead of China because every 9 out of 10 products you pick it up and it's
All right, good question and answer, Mike.
Really
Thank you. Good to hear from you there in Bartlesville.
Hey, Mike, I'm going to put you on hold.
Hold.
Cindy Roberts will get your information, and then we will send you the AFR cap, ball cap, courtesy of Herman, who sent it your way.
So one of the first times we talked with him in Bartlesville, I was flying one time, and I took on fuel in Bartlesville. I said, oh, I'm getting where I need some fuel, and saw what was close by, and I landed there, and the airport was just super, super clean, and it was just a really nice place to land.
All right, next caller, Ed.
All right, we're going back to Texas. Texas heating up today, and Kevin.
I actually really are.
Yeah, they are. It's supposed to be 100 degrees or something tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's rough on dragonflies.
Somebody not living right.
And horseflies.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. All right, Kevin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
thank you for taking my call.
Where do you live in Texas?
I live in Athens.
What's the temp going to be?
A little bitty town.
Yep. What's the temp going to be today, Kevin?
I'm not sure today. Right now it's 83, so it's going to get pretty warm.
90, probably 90. Yeah. All right, Kevin, ask, yeah, answer, probably. Or both, my friend. Which one you want to do here?
I'm going to do both.
Okay, which one you want to answer?
I want to answer the one about the Fujita scale.
Here, all right, go. Here's the question, Kevin. Uh-huh.
Say it like you mean it.
The Fujita scale measures what? It's multiple choice. A, strength of hurricanes. Mm-hmm. B, spiciness of peppers. C, the height of mountains. Or D, none of the above.
It's none of the above because it measures tornadoes.
Yes, tornadoes.
Really?
Intensity. Wow. That's why they have F5 or F4.
Oh, and that's what the F stands for.
It stands for the Fujita scale.
Is that Japanese? They come up with that?
Yeah, it's a Japanese fella.
Even though they don't even have tornadoes in Japan.
Well, as a Japanese scientist, I don't know if he was like American.
Oh,
Japanese,
okay.
But his last name was Fujita.
Yeah, I was presenting. He was too thinking much that, right there. Yes.
Hey, Kevin, nicely done. What's your question for us?
My question is: do you know how many hearts an octopus has?
A worm has 5 hearts. An octopus has
8.
I want to say
it's 8.
No, I want to say 3, but I'm totally guessing.
I'm going with 8. I think it has something to do with the legs or something. Maybe
or arms.
Yeah,
tentacles. Yeah. I think
it was. You're actually correct with 3. The two of the hearts pump blood to the gills, and then the last one circulates it to the rest of the body.
That's what I was thinking.
I was thinking 8 minus 5 equals 3. So that's where I was coming from.
Yeah.
Wait, you're using Common Core math because it takes about 3 steps to get to the right answer.
Yes.
You were thinking 3, but let me use a whole sheet of paper to come up with 3.
So the octopus has 3 hearts.
Hey, say again, we kind of missed what you were saying, which was doing what from the thigh bone connected to the knee bone. Go through that again.
It says two of the hearts pump blood to the gills, and then the other one circulates it to the rest of the body.
Who knew an octopus had gills? Did you guys know?
Well, it would have to be able to breathe
underwater.
Okay.
Yeah. Any animal who breathes underwater is going to have your gills.
Going to have their gills.
You see why I made a D in marine biology? Do you understand that now? Is that clear to everybody?
Now, there are a lot of things in the sea that have to go surface to get oxygen, like mammals.
Right. You know? Mermaids.
Mermaids.
A lot of things out there.
That's how they get caught.
All right. Hey, thanks, buddy.
Thank you. So what was the Q&A right there? Just
3
so clear.
3 hearts in the octopus.
Right.
And
you get 2 more, you get a royal flush.
And then more than one octopus is octopi.
Yes. Which is not bad if you put some whipped cream on it.
That's exactly
get
right.
Get a nice octopi.
I don't think you can get 5 hearts in a hand, can you?
No.
And it wouldn't be a royal flush anyway.
Not unless you're Doc Holliday.
You can, but somebody's going to draw on you right after they flip the table over.
If you're Doc Holliday, you might get 5 hearts. I'll be your Huckleberry. All right, Kevin, thank you. We probably
we got time. Let's roll.
All right.
I tell you what let's do. Let's give our questions again.
All right.
And then by that time, it'll be break time. And then when we come back, we'll go to Joe in Louisiana. How about that?
All right. I've got one question remaining. I'll add one. The remaining question is a true false. Cheese is known to be the most frequently stolen food in the world. Is that true or false?
Mm-hmm.
And I will add a Bible question. At the end of each of the seven letters in the book of Revelation, a promise is made to the one who does what? At the end of each of the seven letters in the book of Revelation, a promise is made to the one who does what? That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. Old Testament question. Who did Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar go to try to comfort / counsel?
Attorneys at law.
Second question. What flower is associated with Memorial Day? Little hint. These little red silk flowers, they would sell these during the parade to raise money for the veterans. And then, how many dice are used to play Yahtzee?
All right, my question remaining is this. For 4 years in a row now, this sport was named the fastest growing sport in the U.S. What is it? All right, we're going to take a short time out right here for news, and then we'll be back with more of Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. We'll see you back here in just a few.